Sydney Swans, if you had a chance this part of the week, if you got to looking at them and what sort of challenge they present at the SCG?
Yeah, got to back end yesterday with the other coaches, and I'm in my office currently having a good look at them. So, they've got a fair bit to offer, haven't they? They're not bad. But we want to keep improving our footy. We know it's a big challenge. We've been quite positive. Really, you want to be in any time, anywhere, and club, and we certainly think we've made some inroads interstate. We've had a couple of blowouts at Adelaide and Brisbane, but we've had some wonderful performances at MCG down at Shell Stadium, I think it is, and GWS into the last quarter. So yeah, we're looking to go to compete, and it's a real measure to see where we're at. And I mean, their mindset's going to be really strong building to a finals campaign, so it's a really big challenge.
And does Joel get buddy? Do you set him that challenge and go, right, here's another one for you?
No, I haven't spoken to him yet. We don't tend to overplay that. Need to work through it. I'm aware he played on him in the grand final. And at that point, you know, Joel played well, but the Bulldogs put an enormous amount of pressure on around the ball. It was very fierce around the ball, wasn't there? Wasn't much end-to-end ball movement. And we're not quite putting on that level of pressure, so that's a good point to make to the group. Doesn't matter who plays on Buddy Franklin, you need good pressure around the ball, otherwise he's pretty hard to stop. So that'll be one of our simple aims, as it is for teams every week, to put pressure on around the ball, but you need to be able to deliver on that. And we've been a little bit up and down on that throughout the year, but at the minute we're doing that okay. But last week was quite an open game, wasn't it? Like, which is good. I mean, I thought we moved the ball really well. I think if Sydney look at us, you don't pressure them. They're moving the ball really well. We'll both try to sort of keep our strengths going and nullify the opposition's strengths at the same time.
Was it contested ball the focus? Because you actually got beaten by the Suns, didn't you? Contested ball, which is a bit unusual, I suppose.
That we got beaten contested ball, or that we won the game?
No, that you got beaten and that you won the game so handsomely.
And it
almost cost...
Plenty of ways to skin a cat. I mean, you can be good on the inside and bad on the outside. There's been games, I think there's a couple this year, we're super around the ball and just got smashed on the outside. So to be a really good team, you need to be strong on the inside and play a great outside game. And I thought, well, really, we doubled the tackle count of Gold Coast, so they won the ball really well. And I think we had 30 tackles in the last quarter, so we're pretty fierce. And then on the outside, we moved the ball, ran and spread really well. So you always need... There's never one silver bullet. Everyone looks for one key indicator. It doesn't work like that. But there's foundations and the basics that are always there, tackling and, you know, don't fumble on all those, drop marks. So.
It seems like you've used Silvani in the past, and Ibbotson in the past, standing sort of in front of Franklin and taking intercept marks. Is that Ryan's job, Luke Ryan's job this week, to sort of help out like that?
Yeah, I probably need to correct you. Silvani always played on him, never dropped off. And... We went to a final where we played one back because there was no McPharlin and no Johnson. We're pretty undermanned. But we think we're in good shape, tall defenders. We'll probably just take it on.
Does Sean Darcy come back this week?
Yeah, that's a delicate response from me because we haven't finalised everything. I thought John Griffin, after initial slower start, really worked his way in the game. We're really pleased with John's effort. We need to see how Sean is with his movement and mobility, and because we managed him for a reason, that there'd been some soreness, so he needs to get through training to be able to come in.
How about Josh Stewart? Brady Gray, how do you replace him?
Yeah, still looking at it. We've got options to move around, so do we go tall or small? Is it Josh DeLuca? Is it Nyhaus? Is it Tabanar? They're all the options. We're sort of looking the way up and balance the team up.
Is Harley Benell, obviously, you had the bye last week. Have you sort of come to an idea with him about he might play against still this year in the AFL, or do you think he might be running out of time? Where's he at?
Yeah, it's... there's no close-ended statement to that. The aim is to get him to play AFL football this year, and if he keeps progressing in the manner that he is, he will.
Is he pushing? Is he... still keen to play?
What do you think?
I would have thought so.
Yeah, well, it's self-evident, yeah. Of course he is, yeah. He's growing every week, so he'll have more output again if those... we've tracked him when he's in rehab, let alone when he's playing, so I imagine you've been following him, and every week you've seen a progression, and you'll see another progression in output and time on the ground this week. So if that keeps tracking, there's still a few to go.
He hasn't had a heap of possessions, but that wouldn't be important to you, would it? It'd be more just game time and...
I think if your emotional intelligence would suggest that we know he can play, and where we're at, to fuel his belief, if he's available for AFL football, it'd be great if we could give him that opportunity. I think for our members and our fans, for him, for us, and we've done those sort of things before. That's something we'd work hard to create an opportunity if he could stand up, no doubt.
Do you know when he'll hit the markers where you can start to actually have him considering him for selection, in terms of how many minutes he's got on the ground, the waffle and all that?
We probably need my sports science guy there to reel him off. I'm not that good with numbers, sort of track showing them out. I couldn't give you the exact answer on that.
Would you like to see Taberna again in the league team? You personally like to see him play before the end of the year to have another look at him?
Well, it's not personally what I want. I mean, John Griffin's one of my favourites, but I haven't been able to play him all year, have I? So it doesn't work like that, you know. So he's important. We really respect his preparation, his effort, and over a period of time at this club, he's earned a lot of respect and created some opportunities, and he's continuing to do that. So he's certainly in the mix this week, but there's no guarantees. But it's a good point where we're at, continuing to expose our list. But over a period of time, we know Matt pretty well.